بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب النهي عن إظهار يعني إظهار الشماتة بالمسلم. There is the next chapter, and in it is the prohibition of rejoicing at the harm and difficulty of any Muslim. If any person, even a Muslim, due to his sins also comes in a problem, we should not mock at him and say, you did this guna, that's why you've got this problem, etc. Yes, generally we can speak that the people who commit adultery, who live on interest, these problems come to them. But with a particular person, we cannot. And when on a person some difficulty, hardship comes in any form, whether it's an accident, whether it's financially, whether it's an illness, it's haram to rejoice and say good that problem came to him. And that is, that person is suffering, that is totally haram. And we are prohibited from that. قال الله تعالى, Allah says in the Quran, إنما المؤمنون إخوة, that all the believing people are brothers. We are one family, and no one should have any desire or rejoice at the harm and difficulty of any fellow brother. But unfortunately, even amongst blood brothers, we have got this problem, that if a problem comes to another person in the family also, or somebody else, many times we rejoice about it. Good this happened to them. They deserve it. They should have known better. That is not the way of a Muslim at all. We should not speak like that. In another ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Those people who love to see the punishment in this world, there shall be a severe punishment for those people in this world and in the year after, who love immorality to spread amongst the believers. So even by speaking that people who commit sin and speaking about it, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, what you want must come alive, speak about that, all the good things. And what you want must go out of society, all the bad things, don't even talk about that. So all the bad things, and to speak about people when they were involved in some guna, and then spreading that news. And many times also, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali should speak of what things people do. He should just say it like that, but he should not speak about those things, because there are many people who don't know about many evil practices. But when you start speaking about it, now they come to know. And they also become interested of those evil practices. So evil practices and bad things should be shunned, and we shouldn't speak about that. Generally, to tell the people that this is haram, is all right. But like in fraud, what kind of fraud people do? Person didn't have the idea, I also can do this kind of fraud. Now when you spoke about it, now he gets the idea. I can also do down people like this, etc. So that there is a terrible punishment for those people who spread this evil in the community. وعن واثل بن الأسقع رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تظهر الشمامة لأخيك فيرحمه الله ويبتليك. That Hadrat Wa'atila ibn al-Asqa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that do not rejoice, do not take enjoyment at the misfortune of your brother. It may be so that Allah shows mercy to him and puts you into that problem. If we rejoice about somebody's problem, somebody's difficulties that he's got, it can be very close that Allah relieves him, takes him out of that problem and puts you in that problem. So don't rejoice and don't be happy at anyone's problems. وفي الباب حديث أبي هريرة السابق في باب التجسس كل المسلم على المسلم حرام. And in a previous chapter, the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu came that for every Muslim, another Muslim to spy on him, to shed his blood, to take his wealth wrongly, to take his honor, all of this is haram and unlawful for a Muslim. We should all respect one another. We are all just like of one family, one mother and father. We are all the family of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is our father, and the believing and the mothers of the ummah are our mothers. So we should have respect for one another, honor one another. The demand of brotherhood is that every person feels pain, in fact. When we see somebody else's difficulty, like alhamdulillah, we know what the Muslims are going through in Syria, etc. What happened to the Hajis, we all felt pain like that. Like that, alhamdulillah, we should feel pain. Even if there's anyone in our community, anyone around us, any Muslim is in difficulty, we should feel that pain. That is a sign of a Muslim. The whole Muslim ummah, in the hadith it has come, is like one body. If your finger pains, your whole body is aware of it, and it does something about it. If your one toe is paining, the whole body feels it. Just like that, the whole ummah is one ummah, and any part of the ummah, anyone has any problem, we should not rejoice about it, but we should feel the pain about it. The next chapter, باب تحريم الطعان في الأنساب الثابتة في ظاهر الشرع. In this chapter is the prohibition of ridiculing people on an established lineage. For example, we know a certain person is the son of so and so, and then we go and say he's an illegitimate son, na'uzu billah. Many people, they use the B word for referring when they swear somebody, which means that he's an illegitimate person, which is haram to say so. Or within his lineage, we find fault. Like for example, though today it is not much, but previously this was very common, that certain occupations used to be regarded very low. Like somebody is a shoemaker, somebody is a street sweeper, etc. So we say you're the son of a shoemaker, you're the son of a street sweeper, etc. This is not permitted. To take the izzat and honor of somebody like that, this is also not permitted. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَكْتَسَبُوا. Those people who cause aziyat, difficulty, injury, who hurt the believing man and the believing woman on account of what they did not do. If you are the son of a shoemaker, it's not your fault. And there is nothing wrong in earning your living by a halal earning of shoemaking. There's nothing haram also. And no trade should be looked down upon. And now that person, even if somebody is guilty of a sin, and you taunt him, and you mock at him, that is haram. And for a thing which he didn't do, to mock at him and to taunt him, how much more haram isn't there? فَقَدْ احْتَمَلَ بُحْتَانُ وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. Such people bear the burden of slander and a very manifest and open sin, who mock at people, taunt at people, and try and find fault with them. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إثنتان في الناس هم بهم كفر. There are two types of people amongst the people, and these two people are like kafirs, or they are kafirs. Who are those two types of people? The guna which they commit, at-ta'an fi nasab, those people who find fault in the lineage of a person. Like as explained, we mock at a person, you're the son of a street sweeper, you're the son of a beggar, etc. Or we say you're an illegitimate son, you're not a halal son of your parents. وَالنِّيَاحَةُ عَلَى الْمَيِّتِ. And to wail and moan and cry over the people who have died. That is, one is to cry naturally, a person feels sad, you have lost somebody dear, we cry, that is permissible. And we feel sad, that is permissible. But to go over the limit, to scream and shout, and to say things which are wrong, that is also haram, that is not permissible. Similarly, in the previous days, people used to pay people that at the death or at my death, you must come and you must start loudly crying and expressing your great sorrow that, oh, he's dead. You are such a good person. It is mentioned that such a person is punished in his grave and is asked, were you like that? What they are saying. You paid the people to praise you, that people must talk, that they will say, you are a very good man. He was like this, he was like that. The malaika hit you in the qabr and they say, were you like that? Were you like that? Etc. So this is nauha. People who do it on their own and go over the limit is also haram. That it is called kufr. This means one is if a person thinks it's halal, it's jais, to mock at people, taunt at people for their lineage, or to go and moan and wail over the limit if they think it is jais. Secondly, it can lead towards kufr. Doing such gunas which are like of kufr can lead towards kufr. Thirdly, this is the practice of the non-believers, and we should not follow in the lines of the non-believers. Fourthly, it means that it is the height of nashukri. Kufr, one meaning of kufr is nashukr, not to appreciate. So we should avoid that type of sin also, finding fault in the lineage of people, crying loudly, wailing, screaming when people die, and also about mocking people. An izhar shamatat bil Muslim, at any misfortune that befalls a person, to rejoice over that, we should refrain from this. We should feel pain, make dua for the person, and if we can help the person, we should help him. But we shouldn't be happy that somebody is going through some difficulty.